Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today's episode is about when planets collide. We're going to be talking about a recent astronomical event that has left scientists absolutely captivated. Researchers have found evidence that two worlds, two planets around a star 1,800 light years away, have collided with one another in a cosmic catastrophe. No, this isn't science fiction. This has actually happened. Now, the initial observations of this awe-inspiring event came from the All-Sky Automated Survey for Supernovae, or the ASAS-SN project. This network of telescopes alerted Matthew Kenworthy, an astronomer at the Leiden Observatory in the Netherlands, about the near-total dimming of a sun-like star, designated ASASN-21QJ. Now, such dimming could be caused by various phenomena, but what piqued Kenworthy's interest was that this star had also shown a sudden increase in brightness about 2.5 years earlier. A connection seemed likely, prompting him to investigate further. Utilizing data from the Las Cumbres Observatory Global Telescope and NASA's Infrared Space Telescope NEOWISE, Kenworthy and his team found that the infrared flaring of the star was consistent with a heat emission hot enough to melt aluminum. In other words, the evidence pointed to a cataclysmic event around the star. And Kenworthy theorized that this drastic shift in the star's brightness was most likely due to the aftermath of a planet-to-planet collision. Dust and debris from the impact would have spread out, eventually blocking the star's light as observed from Earth. And this theory was further supported by the star's estimated age of around 300 million years, a time when planetary systems are generally more prone to chaotic events. While a planet-to-planet collision is a rare event in itself, Kenworthy's theory took on even more exotic twist. The temperatures indicated by the data weren't consistent with a full head-on collision between two planets. Rather, they pointed to a slightly off-center collision that resulted in a unique structure known as Syn-Isha, a sort of cosmic donut of dust debris. Now, the formation of this would explain the data collected, including the emission of heat at around 1,000 kelvins. And to make this discovery even more intriguing, this would be the first time this has ever been observed if the observations are confirmed through further studies. And as the research team pored over the data, inconsistencies began to crop up. And while the temperature rise suggested an impact, it wasn't quite hot enough to align with the energy output one would expect from two massive celestial bodies colliding head-on. This conundrum led Matthew Kenworthy to a particularly unique phenomenon known as Syn-Isha. Now, this occurs when two planets collide off-center, spinning in such a manner that the resultant debris forms a shape akin to a red blood cell. And this off-center collision explains the lower than expected temperatures measured, hovering about 1,000 kelvins. However, not everyone was ready to jump on this bandwagon. A competing paper from Jonathan Marshall and his colleagues proposed a different explanation altogether, focusing on the disintegration of interstellar comet fragments rather than planet-to-planet impacts. And Marshall pointed to several factors, such as the age of the star, ASSN-21QJ, and the chemical makeup of the dust as evidence for the alternative theory. His calculations suggested the star was around 5 billion years old. far older than the 300 million years estimated by Kenworthy's team, an older star, Marshall argued, would be less likely to host such a dramatic event given the presumed stability of the planetary system. And as the scientific community debated these competing theories, it became clear that more robust data would be needed to definitively settle the question. Now, plans are already in motion to use more powerful observations in observatories like NASA's upcoming James Webb Telescope and European Southern Observatory's ground-based Extremely Large Telescope to scrutinize the SSN21QJ and its curious phenomena. Now, these advanced platforms could be the key to unlocking the secrets of this puzzling event, offering unprecedented levels of detail and potentially resolving the current scientific stalemate. To really nail down what happened, we'll need more advanced equipment. So James Webb and the European Southern Observatory's Extremely Large Telescope could provide that data. The continued study of this event and others like it will give us critical insights into the often chaotic process that governed planet formation and the evolution of our solar system and our universe. The bottom line is, whether it's a donut shape from a planet-to-planet collision or a disintegrating comet, the discovery offers a remarkable glimpse into cosmic events that we often only get to read about in science fiction. And in the universe filled with countless stars and planets, occurrences like these are reminders that everything is chaos in the universe, and it's unpredictable. So thank you so much for listening to the show today. And please, if you could, take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now. It really helps out the show tremendously. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's been supporting the show by doing that. Thank you. You're part of this great community that we're building, and we're also building it over on YouTube, youtube.com/spacenewspod, where we bring you all the fun things that are happening in space exploration, space flight, and the cosmic beyond. So please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next episode.